That's right. We're riding with the king. It is time to talk to Howard Eskin here on the Midday Show. Howard, how you doing today?
I'm exhausted. Absolutely exhausted.
You know what?
What's the matter?
You're not the only one.
The reason I'm exhausted, for how long have I been telling you that Daryl Morey is a fraud? He's a con man. He's never won anything in his life as an executive. And you know, and then I hear these dopey people say, "You just don't like the Sixers. You just don't like the Sixers." I'm exhausted because when that trade happened, I said it was a bad trade, and then shortly afterwards, I found out from two independent sources they could have gotten a Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield instead of that stiff James Harden, and given up one less first round draft pick, which then they could have used to trade Tobias Harris. We go right down the line. I talked to an executive in the NBA this morning who said when he calls teams, and a lot of them don't even take his call. They have somebody take the message. But when they get back to him, he's unreasonable in every trade option he has. That's why he can't make trades. And that's why he got taken by the Nets. Don't think, oh, they got rid of Ben Simmons. Yeah, but that's great, but they didn't have to take that trade. Then he brings in more Houston Rockets, and there's a guy in the front office he helped bring in from the Houston Rockets. This is, you got to start, you just got to blow it up. And I guess you keep Morey to get rid of Harden. Then you blow up Morey. Then Josh Harris has got to sell the team because now I don't know that the Sixers have presented him any game balls like the Washington Commanders have. It's a joke. And then they want this farce of an arena. You think Daryl Morey's the only one that lies? Almost every piece of information that's come out about that arena is a lie. Lie, mistruth, whatever you want to call it, it's all bogus. This is who they are. It's the worst ownership in the history of my life in Philadelphia. It's the worst. Absolutely the worst.
Howard, why? And that's pretty strong what you said there at the end. Howard, why do you think Morey, for so many people around the NBA, gets a pass? Because he's friendly with the media? Like, it's almost like the Wizard of Oz. I agree with you. He is a fraud. His career is really not as great as people make it out to be. And yet everyone's like, well, he knows what he's doing. He doesn't. He's shown over and over he doesn't know what he's doing. Why do you think so few have been willing to call him out on this? Obviously, you started a while ago, but it's quite clear to me now this guy is not as good as people think he is.
Well, he kind of even he's even nice to me, but I understand, even though he knows I kill him. But that's what he is. He's a con man, and the media in Philadelphia, for the most part, I'm not going to say everybody, for the most part, are soft. And then he gives Woj. Woj is a double agent. He gets paid by the NBA. He gets paid by ESPN. He's a double agent. And then they give Woj information. So he never really, has he ever criticized the Sixers or Daryl Morey with the disaster that this has been? And I think that's why. I think that's why he gets a pass. Joel Embiid, everybody thinks he's a great guy. He gets a pass. I mean, it's just all he does is whine and cry. And I talked to somebody who was at the wedding, who don't even get me started on the wedding in the Hamptons. It was at the wedding, and they knew a couple of weeks ago this was going to happen because now Embiid is trying to take sides. So they're boys. So now that's going to start. Embiid likes the comfort here, but I don't think Nick Nurse is going to let him do what Brett Brown and what Glenn Rivers let him do, whatever he wanted to do. It's just, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. I'm telling you, I told you before, they should take Daryl Morey out in handcuffs for stealing money. It's a disgrace.
How do you suggest we fix this situation?
Well, you got to just get rid of Harden. That's number one. And then you got to trade Embiid. I know people, oh, you can't trade Embiid. They're not going to win. What are they going to go out in the second round again? I don't even know if they're going to get to the second round. They're not going to win. So you got to just take whatever draft picks you can get for Joel Embiid. and start over. But Morey won't do it because he's trying to last out the 2 years left on his contract. To think that they can win with this team, to call them a title contender, is a flat-out lie. It's another lie. It's a con job. They've raised ticket prices for their fans again. It is an awful situation, but they got to blow it up. And this time when they blow it up, after they blow it up, get rid of Daryl Morey and get somebody in here that knows basketball and is not on social media all the time and not all these games and they got to blow it up. They really do. And people don't want to hear that. Oh, we got to start over again. I'm going to say something, and I may regret saying this. Scam Hinkie might have been better than Daryl Morey.
He was, Howard. He was. He did the job the task at hand at that time. He did his job better than Morey's done his. All right, Howard, let's get to a team.
Well, because, you know, he didn't know players, but at least he had some. He didn't play favorites all the time.
And at least he had an idea of what he was trying to do. Now, maybe, like you said, he didn't land the plane quick enough, but he was trying to get them assets. I think
the executive said to me, he still remembers that line. What are you
Of course he does. That's an all-timer. All right, Howard, let's get to a team that actually does know what they're doing, the Philadelphia Eagles. Howard, give us a couple thoughts on the first preseason game. Who stood out to you? I know it's just a preseason game, but give me a name or two that you thought stood out a little bit. And it could be a good way or not a good way, but just give us a name or two you noticed on Saturday night.
Well, I mean, Jalen Carter didn't play that much, but he played enough to see that he's going to be a player. Jordan Davis, I think just seeing him in practice as much as anything else, is now, I think he was a little soft last year, soft in terms of hard work maybe. He's going to be a player. I know Merrill has a love affair with Sidney Brown, but I think he's going to be a nice player too. If they get the pass rush, and they'll get a pass rush, you don't really have to worry as much about, okay, well, you're worried about the linebacker situation, and I know that'll be a part of it, and you hope that Smith, kind of learns quickly. But I think they're going to be okay in the secondary. You know, the safeties are still unsettled. The corners are fine. But I remember when the Giants beat the Patriots when they were undefeated. They didn't have a good secondary, but they had a great pass rush. And that changed, and Brady had no time. And that's what you got to do. They're going to score points. The offense, obviously Swift, you saw him on the run. What was it? Steen looked good. So they got some young players. But the thing that you can't just ignore the fact that the Eagles' backup players are playing against the other team's backup players. So are you playing against the better players of the other team? You know, you see what they do, so you get a feel for that a little bit more. I'm disappointed that we won't see starters in this game or the last game. You got to see somebody, don't you? I mean, you got to play a little.
Yeah, it would make it more interesting. Now we do get him in the joint practice. Howard, how nervous should we be? Because we know they lost the game Saturday. That's just one preseason game. But Howard, Elliott said they lost the practice yesterday, so they're 0-2 now this summer. Should we start being nervous?
Oh, you know what? When I saw that from Elliot, and I rarely read that nonsense that he puts out on, he's a twitty at putting that on Twitter. I was so distraught. I mean, I couldn't even get to sleep last night knowing that they lost the practice, but now they're 6-2 in joint practices. Nick Sirianni has only won one preseason game, but you know, none of that matters.
Is today a must win? That's really the question.
It's
is
a
today,
must win.
Must win today.
John Harbaugh's 24 straight wins in preseason. It's just, hey, let me just, the one thing I noticed, and I do want to say this. Nick Sirianni, he can say what he wants, and he said, well, I want to win every game. He really wanted to win that game. And the reason I say that.
I felt that.
On that two-point conversion, and I'm standing there, and I didn't find out what Ngata, I guess is how you pronounce his name. Nick Sirianni went off on him. Went off, and that's who the pass was intended for. So obviously he made some mistake on the route. Went off. he showed me he really, I mean, it's not just a successful play. He wanted to win that game. And then he hugged him after he jumped all over him. He hugged him and he realized, but I saw his emotions. He wanted to win that game so badly. You know, I don't care. I mean, who cares whether Harbaugh's won 23 in a row and now 24? He wanted to win that game. I mean, it's just, so you see that out of him, and that's a good, not that he doesn't want to win the game, but there was just something a little extra there, and I did notice that. What was there, about 7 minutes left when that touchdown was scored? So, it's just, we're going to get to see the backups. The backups will win some jobs. The backups will get some jobs in other places. And there's some players that will lose jobs because of the way the backups play. So I guess we can kind of look at that. And the joint practices are all, you know, and I'll say this, John Harbaugh said it to me, and other coaches have said it to me when I talked to him before the game on Saturday. He says they ought to eliminate these games. He's, you know, he laughed when I said, you're 23-0, you must do something at the end. He's, nah. Well, yeah, he does. He's got to do something. But he said they ought to eliminate these. Put the joint practices on TV.
I agree.
Sell tickets. And that's when, you know, because you can't tackle, but that's okay.
I mean, Howard, if they put those on NFL Network, people would watch them all day long.
There's no question, yeah. But they wouldn't get as much money. And I don't know how many, but people would still, hey, if they had 50,000 people, now not the same price as you pay for tickets, 50,000 people for the practice at the link. And that's what you do. Because next year, I think next year they're going to have 18 games and you know, then only two preseason games. But it's a good, and another one of the coaches told me that they ought to eliminate the games and just put the joint practices on TV.
Howard, wouldn't they hold back some of what they're like putting out there on, because they're going to be on film, right? So they wouldn't run real plays. It would basically just be a preseason game again that they televise.
They're renaming the preseason. Yeah.
Well, I would say that what you would get, because to your point, Kyle, you are right. They're not going to show a whole lot. But what you would get is that you would get a little bit more action than you probably would in a preseason.
Starters. You would see the starters.
Right, you'd see Hurts, yeah.
But the other thing is they're not showing plays now. Do you think they don't game plan? They don't really show plays? I mean, some teams... I can't believe, did the Ravens blitz on the first series?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
yes,
you're wondering why what Harbaugh's doing to win these preseason games. He's doing
trying.
That. And he's putting in Huntley, his second string, when we have our third and fourth stringers in. He's
I will
joke.
Say this. I will say
in a row,
this.
Though, man.
Like, and I don't know if that's going to happen because you do put in some basic concepts when you look at the joint practices as opposed to watching preseason games. There are some concepts that you want to go over, like certain things that you might want to run during the season that you might want to go in and put in against people that you know aren't that familiar with them or whatever. So, yeah, there's a little bit of that. But, yeah, to your point, that would be more exciting because I'm not going to lie. I want to see the practice today.
Yeah, and if they don't tackle, they don't tackle because you can't hit anybody anyway. It's, you know, it's kindergarten when you're hitting people. It's just nobody hits anybody because then there's a penalty as it is. But – no, I think it would be, and you keep score, you actually keep score, and you have a joint practice, and you run plays, and there's fourth downs, and, you know, and if you want to punt, you still get your punter in there, and you get coverage teams, but you can't tackle. I think for the fans, they're just starving
they want
for
fun.
Football.
It's like the Field of Dreams. Like, if you build it, they will come. If you televise it or you sell tickets, people will watch this stuff. Howard, I agree with you. We appreciate you hopping on.
I'll say this, too, you know, about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I had a college coach call me, I guess, after the Phillies, before they lost the two straight games to Minnesota. And he said, you know, I was talking to somebody in my office, and I think baseball, fans really love baseball in Philadelphia more than they love football. He says, you're not even close. Mm-mm. I mean, the Eagles can, you know, can do nothing. They can walk across the street. And with you, nitwits, on WIP, it's a story. It's
a big one. And we'll talk about it all day.
So it's just, it's something about football. And that's what the people want. I mean, it's crazy. And I've seen the difference when baseball was king here, you know, before I was king. Baseball was king. And it kind of, it just, it became football. 12 months a year. It's unbelievable.
It is, and we got a good team to watch again this year. Howard, we appreciate hopping on, and make sure you tell us what happens at a must-win practice today for the Eagles, all right?
I'm telling you, I hope they – you don't want to go on a losing streak going into your last joint practice next
week. I don't
want
to come in here worried tomorrow about the season, so they got to get a win today. Howard, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
See you guys later.
There he goes. Howard Eskin, the king. It's pretty strong words, and listen, I mean, his view on Daryl Morey, he was ahead of the curve on this. He was the first one I remember talking to here that said, you know, this Morey guy's not that good, and he hasn't been that good for the Sixers. Hugh and I both believe he should be fired. 215-592-9494, as we discuss the Harden disaster, the comments. Can we play those again if people just, you know, maybe a little bit under a rock the last day or so? Like, what? Why are they so upset? Well, here was James Harden a couple days ago in China. Listen to what he had to say about Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of.
Thank you, man. I love the oohs and the ahs after his.